happening, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Avery Speaks. Avery Speaks is a podcast empowering our families and communities. Avery Speaks is a podcast that can be heard on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, and many other major platforms. This is season two of Avery Speaks podcast. And with season two, I will have video podcasts available to you along with the audio podcast. Last year in season one, I only had audio podcasts available to you on all your major platforms. So don't forget to subscribe to Avery Speaks on those platforms. So also don't forget that I'm a best-selling author of six inspirational books. You can go to averywashington.com to connect with me and get autographed copies. Or if you'd like the Kindle editions, you can visit amazon.com. So many people ask me, you know, Avery, how did you become a best-selling author? You know, how did you become a family advocate? So what I want to do today, I want to give Black women their flowers today, because so many Black women have empowered and inspired Black men to be great, to do great things. And I want to give you your flowers now before it's too late. And my mother deserves everything. She sacrificed so much for me. I was raised by a single mother, a very strong single mother, and also a great grandmother who helped along the way. And just seeing the strength from those two great women, you know, and the sacrifices that they made for me, it put nothing but love in my heart for Black women. And I ended up meeting a beautiful, strong, single Black mother and fell in love with her and our beautiful daughter and married her and had two more children within the marriage. So I've been married over 22 years with three beautiful daughters. And what I like to say that being around women has helped me evolve as a man also. It helped me to become a better listener. It helped me to be more compassionate. It helped me and inspired me to write about the love and the joy that I have for Black women. So, you know, with that said, I started writing books on the love that I have for my daughters. One of the books that I wrote was Letters to My Daughters, Poetic Affirmations of Love from a Father, which is a book that has been a blessing to people all over the world. I had no idea that what I thought I was writing to my daughters, I thought I was personally writing to them, and I didn't know that it was going to impact the world like it did, because I was writing to my heart, telling them how much I love them, giving them poetic affirmations of love to empower them, to teach them to embrace the love of God and self so they would never desperately seek love from man or anyone else. So those lessons that I taught them through that book, as I spoke on radio shows and spoke publicly about the content in the book, adult women would start sharing their stories with me about having a father in their lives or the lack of having a father in their lives. Some women would shed tears right in front of me during the conversation about how they wish they had a father in their lives, to share the stories that I spoke to my daughters about in the book and that I wrote about my daughters in the book. And they said that if they would have had a father to explain these things to them, that maybe they wouldn't have went through the heartache and pain in relationships. So I truly believe, you know, we as Black people, we need to hold ourselves accountable for inspiring and creating content that's going to help empower us as a people. But we also need to hold each other accountable, because if we don't, you know, a lot of people are falling by the wayside. You know, a lot of us are being traumatized by, you know, the lack of having parents in the home. And not just that, we're being traumatized about what's going on in the world today, because we know that the world, well, I'm not going to say the world, we're going to say this country has been against us since the beginning of time. And we need to back each other. So my point of being a family advocacy, my purpose of being a family advocate is to empower us to stay together as a family, to empower fathers to be there for their children, to be there for their sons and daughters because they need them, to help couples stay together because the strength has always been in the Black family unit. And there's so many divisive things in this country that was created to divide us as a family. You know, we know these things, but we still continue to live separately and not come together. So I just want to say that I love and appreciate all the sacrifice that Black women have done for me. And I'm going to continue to create content, positive content, that empowers us, empowers women, empowers men, just empower the whole Black family structure. And as a content creator, what if all of us that are content creators, what if we created content, we all created content that was uplifting? Some of us right now are creating, many of us right now are creating a lot of content that is degrading to us. Just think about it. What if we all created content that was positive? Where would we be emotionally as a people? Where would we be economically as a people? You know, where would we be for as mental health as a people? Where would we be for as the love that we have and share for each other? Remember when we created music that was so loving and uplifting and socially conscious, when men were singing about how much they love and appreciated their women? Remember those days? But now what we hear on the radio is how men are degrading their women, how they're bragging about creating children and walking away from them. We know that it's a game being played to keep our homes torn apart. But what if on social media, instead of us spreading and reposting all of the negative content of us fighting in the stores, fighting each other, all the degrading things that we are doing to each other, what if we stopped reposting all of those negative things and started reposting our children graduating from college? Another kid helping another one out that needs the help. You know, us uplifting each other, us loving each other. What if we spread images like that all across social media? So social media is a powerful platform, very powerful. And if we spread love through social media, that can make a difference right there. So I know everybody's different. Some people say, oh, man, we don't want to hear that. We don't want to hear this. But I feel as a Black man, I owe it to not only Black women, but us as a culture to create content that is going to be positive, that is going to be uplifting, that is going to make a positive difference in the world today. Many of our beautiful Black women have been raising little boys to be men for a very long time. And there's a big myth out there saying that a woman can't raise a boy to be a man. But let me tell you something, women have been doing it for ages, but they should not have to do it. So every man that is capable, every man that is mentally stable, you need to be in the lives of your children. There's no excuses for a capable man to not be active in the lives of his children. You know, many people say, you know, hey, I pay child support. Child support is not love. Child support is not time. I heard somebody once say that we spell love T-I-M-E. And if you think about it, that's the only way that a child can really feel love, if you spend time with them. If you spend quality time with your children. They need that. They need to feel you hug them. They need to hear you tell them that you love them. They need that physical interaction. A check is not showing love. Child support is not showing love. And I know there's situations where, you know, it might be difficult. You might have to fight harder to be a part of your children's lives. But we cannot give up the fight, because once we give up the fight, we've given up on our children. And then now we have our children out in this world that is very cruel, and that child is unprepared. That child feels rejection, because kids feel rejected when their father or mother isn't active in their lives. Many kids feel that it's something within them that caused their parent not to want to be involved in their lives. And we got to stop putting so much weight on those children. Those children are supposed to be able to live like children, enjoy life as a child, have fun, be loved. They shouldn't have to worry about, is my daddy going to see me today? Is he going to pick me up today? Does my daddy love me? Does my mama love me? You know, that's up to us as parents. Those kids didn't ask to be here. So love your children. Speak to your children. Listen to your children. They look to you for that love, for that encouragement. I want to leave you with a poem I wrote for one of my daughters. And I hope this poem is a blessing to someone that's listening. And if it's not a blessing to you, and you know someone that you think that this poem will bless, please share it. Tears of pain runs down her face like falling rain, wondering why the man she calls father does not share her last name. You see, it hurts me so deeply to see you cry, so I'll do my best to explain, to erase those tears from your eyes. You see, your mother and I first met. You were 2 months old. I fell in love with you instantly. You were my beautiful rose. You were a gift and a blessing. I loved you more than life. A few years later, your mother and I became husband and wife. After years of sharing your pain, we legally changed your last name. And now our entire family name is now one and the same. You see, God up above had a greater plan in order. He decided long before you were born that I would be your father. That's different last names. Hope you enjoyed it. What up? What up, everybody? Thanks again for joining me on another episode of Avery Speaks Podcast. Season 2. This was my first episode of season 2. And I have also started a Patreon page where you can see exclusive content of Avery Washington, behind the scenes content on the podcast, on future books that I'll be writing, and other future projects. Also, don't forget that I'm a best-selling author of 6 inspirational books. You can visit averywashington.com for autographed copies, or you can visit Amazon.com for the Kindle editions. So until next time, peace and blessings.